Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Me again. Thank you, Miles. ChatGPT recently breezed through a college engineering course with little to no human help.
Yeah, that because ChatGPT is a result of human help.
It is.
And right, like all of the information we have about whatever you're studying, you can access. I would hope that's what happened.
Have you guys messed around with that at all?
No.
I haven't, no.
I was telling Mike last weekend, me and my buddy were looking up. It came up with some really good questions of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was kind of brutal to read about myself. And then,
what was it saying about yourself?
It said my style of humor is, what, like self-deprecating, funny, like beer-fueled chaos.
Okay.
And then it was like a Ted Smith-style joke.
Okay.
And it was like, the doctor says...
Oh, do you not need the writers anymore? You're all ChatGPT now?
No, it was just like a joke I would say, and it was something, you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm drinking margaritas every day, and the doctor... it's like, well, I'd tell that to the blender, doc. I was like, I would say that. But then we started doing more, and then it was like a men's room commercial. It's like in Ted's voice. I was just like, Jesus. I was like, turn it off.
That's kind of weird.
That is weird.
It was creepy, man. You don't want to know what it said about you, Thrill.
I know what it said.
I'm meeting him out in the parking lot later.
I know
on.
What it said.
Jackass.
Check this, bitch.
Yeah, that stuff scares me. Like, I should find a way to work with it, but it scares the living daylights out of me, man.
I mean, at this point, it's still a tool.
It is.
I don't know.
Hey, but so are we. It takes the human brain just 125 milliseconds to detect a sentence structure when words show up all at once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So I don't fully know what that means, that we can detect the structure of a sentence, but...
Well, think about it. If you have to do a quick sight read.
Gotcha.
Even here at work, you know, as you look at the... You already understand what the periods are before you've even read the words.
Sure.
You kind of understand what it is you're looking for?
Well, for the most part, it's certainly in, you know, the language that you understand. You know the way that things, for the most part, are going to be framed.
Right.
And so you can kind of generally figure out where it's going to.
Sure.
You guys ever read something that is just poorly written?
I was to reread it like 7 times and you realize, oh, I'm not the problem.
Yeah. I tried to get in a little bit of voiceover work for a while there, and so I made a couple voiceovers for a YouTube channel that was like a top 5 channel, something like that. Like, it didn't get a single view. Like,
right.
They didn't get anything, but I made a little bit on it. But the scripts that they would send me, they'd send me like 6 at a time, and they were written so poorly. Like, I had to go over, like, one script took me about an hour to get through, just as far as like editing and all that, just because they were so poorly written. Like, I had to do some... edits on him just to make it sound good.
A sales guy like that, and he knew. And, you know, he would get some client, and he's like, hey, man, they want you to read it. I'm like, all right, cool. So he would send over the scripts, and I would go back to this guy and be like, yo, Smalls, man, do me a favor. And it didn't matter the client, right? We worked with the guy for like 15 years, whatever. Right. Did not matter the client. Did not matter what it was about. I'm like, can you not write scripts? Because I'm telling you point blank, I'm not reading this as you wrote it. Not because it sounds offensive, none of that. Because I would sound so stupid.
Right.
I mean, do you? He's like, nah, man, I just type him up. I know you're going to change it anyway. So I realize after a couple of years, he sent the script because he has to, like, for work protocol.
Right.
He knew damn well.
Here's a bare bones read for you.
And, right. He would have me weird out. I'm like, all right, well played, man. Yeah. Well played.
There's now a robotic dog that can swim just like a golden retriever.
What's the point of having a robot dog?
I thought the exact same thing when I read it, Ted. You know, it shows it out there in the water, and it's just paddling while it's out there. Like, why?
But they're not furry. They're not nice to touch.
No.
That's what I mean. Part of your interaction with the dog is like, right, they're happy to see you and all that kind of crap. But at some point, you know, my dog's on her back, on her belly, and I'm rubbing her belly. She's on the sofa. And, like, that's where you're kind of communing. You
maybe
know what I mean?
They're trying to make some sort of amphibious drone that they can send from the land to the water to help people.
I'm sure they've already done that.
Study crap, or I don't know. Dude.
Well, like, my buddy Cobb lives down in Austin. He's like, I saw one of those dogs on the street the other day. And I'm like, outside of just owning one to own one, I'm like, I don't understand. Like, why would you want a robot dog?
You're just flexing at that point.
Right. It has no personality.
Right.
No chick's going to be like, I like your robot dog.
Right. I would think that that would have the opposite of the desired effect. You clearly have a lot of money that you're willing to blow on just garbage. But
right. And you bought this.
Yeah.
I would get it, like, maybe for a service animal. Not emotional support, but service.
There you go.
And I could fathom, right? like, the military using them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to have humans find the mines or the IEDs. Let's let a robot do it. But, yeah, I don't know. Robot dog says, I don't have friends.
Yeah.
But I got a robot dog.
I'm not going to lie, though, man.
I'm so bad at personal interaction. I got a robot dog.
I'm not going to lie, though. When you put it like that, like, I already feel bad for the damn things when they're doing the tests of balance where they try to kick the damn thing over and stumbles all over the place and it looks like a kicked dog. I would feel bad about sending it into a minefield to get blown up.
You're going
to
feel bad kicking
it. Why? Because it looks a little too real for me.
But it's either a robot dog or a human,
I'm
Mike.
I'm aware of that, Ted.
But he doesn't like Jeff.
I'm not saying I would put Jeff over the doggone robot dog. I'm saying I still feel a little bit bad. Like, oh, poor guy.
I don't.
Did you see the robot freak out on the guy? And I believe it was China, okay?
All right.
So, and they had a video of it. And it's basically a humanoid-looking robot. And it kind of hangs on this hook until they need it. So the guy went over to unhook the thing. So he starts this robot up. I don't know what it was mad about, but this thing starts taking swings at him. But, like, it absolutely freaks the hell out. And luckily, another guy kind of snuck around the back and say, deactivated it. But I was like, okay, that's not good,
See,
man.
This is why we've been taught for years not to play with doggone robots. Because they do this crap, man. You ever seen them get pushed over, though?
Oh, yeah. Kind of funny.
Kind of funny. All right.
We work with someone who I want to do that to.
You think they won't be able to get up?
Well, just the way they walk. It's very robotic. They try to run down the hall. You know who. Boston Dynamics. Yeah. You think they'll be able to get up or just...
I'm not positive. All right. NASA scientists... I'm still not positive who you're talking about. I got to wait till the break. NASA scientists say that intergalactic travel could be a reality in the next century.
They've been saying that for the last century. That's just what I was talking about.
Yes.
They go down. They're staying down.
Real quick, what is intergalactic travel?
The Milky Way galaxy. The next one is Andromeda, I believe, is next to us. By the time,
oh, I see. Going from those to those.
Yeah. Correct. And in Star Trek, it is very much an easy thing, you know.
Just press a button.
Right.
Just press a button, man.
Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to fold space, essentially, is what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to figure it out, but they're like, actually, we can. Like, oh, okay.
They've been working on it for like 20 years.
Yeah. So, which, you know what?
It would require less energy than trying to hit a certain speed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, cool, but how do you do it?
Right, because Einstein figured out that achieving the speed of light
takes infinite energy.
With anything that has any kind of mass cannot do it. Because, right, the faster you go, the heavier you weigh, therefore the more force it takes to get you to travel that far. Nothing with mass can actually achieve speed of light. They're
right.
Like, actually, there's a flaw in his logic. So, that's how science works. You say, wait a minute, that's wrong, and I can prove it.
That's
so,
the joy of being a scientist, I think, when you can prove something wrong.
If it has, the faster it goes, the more mass it accumulates?
The more it weighs.
So that's like the opposite of a body.
What do you mean?
Nobody gains weight running.
Sometimes you gain weight, but think about your impact. So if you're running 100 miles an hour, Ted's going to have a much different delivery to a car, say, than if you walk into the car.
Oh, I could go through a wall.
So in a sense, acceleration kind of equals your mass. That's all E right. equals. So the faster you, put it this way. If I touch your face with my fist, I have touched your face. If I throw a punch, right, my hand's moving faster.
I've put this
Well, it's like football, right?
Right.
Like linemen have collisions, but if you're a linebacker or a free safety,
right.
you're charging from 20 yards away.
Right.
And think about it. They weigh less than the linemen, but because of the speed they're going, they do more damage at the point of impact. Mm.
Scientists in China have successfully bounced a laser signal off of a satellite orbiting the moon, paving the way for a change in communication through space.
All right, they've been working on that one.
They have.
You got a lot of space stuff today, Mike.
A lot of space stuff today. I thought the same
space
thing.
Space stuff with Mike Hawk.
Because the space stuff coming down pretty soon, right?
Because
sooner or later.
NASA's been working with like radio signals to basically communicate with people in space for the longest time. But
then you go dark.
Right.
If you're on the other side of the moon. Right?
You have bandwidth issues. It's not exactly reliable. Whereas they're saying lasers, if we can get that one moving, which they're really, really working on and getting very close to, that's going to be a much more efficient. Absolutely. Your money. An officer in Louisville was terminated from his position for liking the way he looked a little too much there, Miles.
Why is that?
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, but we made it to the weekend and drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can Steve throw a hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Mr. Robert Rose of Cleveland, Ohio. Now, Robert, he's an Uber driver. That's all you need to know. Well, an Uber rider called 911. It said that the driver boasted about having drugs stashed in fake aerosol cans in the car. Why you would offer this information, I do not know. But the cops ended up tracking the Uber driver down, and sure enough, they found a can which was filled with 24 grams of meth, along with pills, a meth pipe, a digital scale, packaging baggies, cash, and 3 cell phones. Now the driver, as you probably figured out, was in fact our boy Robert. But in addition to being an idiot and telling people about your drug stash, we're toasting Robert because he was also wearing a shirt that read, Retired Drug Dealer.
Jesus. I saw that.
Yeah, just assuming he came out of retirement, but like, Jesus, man. Shut up. Just shut up. And again, Mike, there should be an extra $100 charge for being stupid.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, look, those shirts are funny. You gotta, I'll be out of the game.
Yeah, for real.
Right?
Like if I wear a shirt and says I have drugs on me, I do not.
Bag of drugs.
Drugs on me. Yeah, bag of drugs. And what do they find inside?
Drugs.
Drug. Stop it, people. You're not clever. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.